This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
President cancels his trip to Poland this weekend. He says to monitor Hurricane Dorian. This comes under the president is under scrutiny for the difference in his response to Florida compared to how he was talking when the storm was headed to Puerto Rico. It ended up being mostly a miss on Puerto Rico. Still, there's criticism. Joining us now, CNN political commentators Errol Lewis and Joe Lockhart and CNN political analyst Rachel Bade. Errol, this trip to Poland, unclear how much the president was dying to go. That said, with a storm the size of Dorian coming right at Florida now, almost had to cancel.
No, that's exactly right. I mean, you're talking about hundreds of billions of dollars worth of assets. You're talking about millions of lives. You're talking about a very high profile and, frankly, politically necessary territory that he's going to try and cover. I mean, he won Florida by like less than 1.5%, and it's a state that's going to be critical to his reelection. So you line up all of those realities. Being in Poland for a commemoration of the start of World War II is not nearly as important as making sure that his citizens are safe and his political reelection prospects are also safe.
It is interesting, though, Joe, that keeping the citizens safe didn't seem to be a priority when it was headed to make a direct hit on Puerto Rico.
Yeah,
and they've noticed.
Yeah, there's no doubt that the president doesn't view Puerto Rico as part of the United States. He doesn't view people who didn't vote for him as important. And he doesn't view people who aren't white as important as everyone else. It's that simple. We don't need any more examples of how he views the world. And that's unfortunate.
That's right, everybody. Donald Trump cares more when a hurricane is going to hit Florida than Puerto Rico. He, if it's a white killing hurricane, he's all over it. That is a drop of crazy if I've ever heard it. That is lunacy. That is just the level of desperation. And it's funny because there are some people, I don't watch Fox either, but I don't watch CNN. I only get the clips. And there are some people that you watch do an interview and you go, you're really just trying to gin up some response. You can tell. Here's what I can tell you. When I went on TV, I never went on with the idea of, you better give them something that'll get them talking about it. What I said was natural. It came out. It was a well thought out, Kevin, we're going to be talking about this. Okay, great. I studied what they were going to talk about. I had the subject ready. And no matter how you prepare for a television hit, it's always going to be different. You don't know if they're going to lead in by asking you a question, if they're going to lead in by giving a statement that you need to respond to. They're going to come in with the lefty first and then you. Are they going to shift gears with breaking news? You don't know. So if you go there prepared with your answer, you're toast. You're toast. So I just what I said was spontaneous. It was just what was on my mind and what was I mean, I was one time in the seat when the Charlie Hebdo thing broke out and they were going to cancel the segment. And I said, well, I lived in Paris. I speak French. I know exactly. You know, I know all about this if you want to cover it. And okay, great. So we covered it. But and didn't even cover the topics that I was prepared to cover. Do you get what I'm saying? Anyway, the Democrats want they think that the narrative of Trump is a racist is going to sell. It's not. Don't worry about it. But what's really funny is their shift back to Biden. It's probably the most desperate move I've seen them do in a while. And I'm going to read this. They said Cooper referenced Biden's recent gaffe with the Democratic former Democratic VP told an emotional war story that was actually a compilation of three different events. This is God's truth, 76-year-old Biden told 400 people in Hanover, New Hampshire, college meeting hall. My word is a Biden. Cooper said the facts of the war story are, in one important sense, beside the point. They raise a question, Cooper wrote, is Joe Biden mentally unsound? The national correspondent said Biden has lost a step or three during his political career and pointed out that there's already a narrative that Biden's mind may be failing him. Cooper compared Biden's repartee with former GOP vice presidential candidate Paul Ryan in 2012 to Biden stammering about how he disagrees with presidential candidate Bernie Sanders on health care in late August. He easily put away Paul Ryan in a VP debate, Cooper wrote. Cooper draws on Hamilton Nolan's thoughts on Biden after Nolan attended several Biden events, and he says it's impossible not to notice that Biden is getting old. Any reporter who doesn't note this is not telling the whole truth about what they witness. Biden is not senile or unable to function, but the signs of slow creep of the cognitive decline are too visible to ignore. He warned his gaffes will be a major focus in the presidential campaign, and his policy may be lost if the media ignored while the media focuses on his mistakes. But with all that being said, the Democrats are still shifting back. They are apologizing. They're saying, no. Biden, he may have lost a step and all that, but that's expected. Let me tell you something. I loved my great-grandfather, Pawpaw, to death. There is no higher man on this planet than my great-grandfather. And I watched his decline from his, late 70s, and he died in his early 90s. And I'm going to tell you something. When the decline started, I would have taken any sharp objects away. There is no way I want that man in charge, yet I still respected him. See, Biden's losing that. The Democratic Party is losing that because they're forcing Biden onto their constituents. And the fact is, the dude has lost it. Let them do what they want to do. It's not my fault. Not my deal. Some people are noticing. The rumblings are there. I'll be honest with you. I'm curious how it shakes out. Because here's the thing. If they're true to themselves, as I've already predicted, Biden will not be the candidate. If they're fooling themselves and they want to believe that he's the best candidate like they believed of Hillary Clinton, he's in for a massacre. Now, I personally believe the shift is going back to Biden. The new strategy is go back to Biden, mostly because of name recognition. Cover for Biden, pretend that nobody cares about his faux pas, and that tells you something else that's going on inside the Democratic Party, which is they don't believe they have a good enough candidate in the other people who are left. So you're going to, here's what will happen. One of two things. Biden will continue to screw up and get to the point where he puts his foot in his mouth to the degree that they can't handle it, or they will start to put all that effort behind Joe Biden to get him as their nominee. To heck with all the others, and we'll see how it shakes out. I'll take a short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
By the way, my producers told me I didn't tell you guys who that person was. That was Joe Lockhart in the previous segment we started with. The guy that says Trump doesn't care when a hurricane attacks people of color, but he cares when it attacks white folks. Yeah, it just goes to show you. And Joe Lockhart is I believe he worked for Hillary Clinton, but I think he's a Democratic strategist. He's certainly a lefty, no question about that. But he believes that it's a racially motivated acts of nature, and Donald Trump responds differently with different people. So the hurricane hit Bermuda. Doesn't have American citizens. I don't know what Bermudans are. You know, there's probably a mixture since it's in an island. And Donald Trump sent our Coast Guard and a bunch of other people, and we're helping Bermuda because guess what? That's what Americans do. How racist is that? Oh, boy. Good luck, Democrats. Hey, there are some of you who listen to the program. You listen for sanity. I know you listen because you want to just hate me. You want to just, boy, I wish I could get my hands on it. It would be the wrong thing to do, but you do wish you could get your hands on me metaphorically, right? Not physically, because I would absolutely destroy you. I would crush your windpipes, okay? But I know you want to get to me. But then I make sense. And then you go, doggone it. And then you get mad at yourself. And the madder you get at yourself, the madder you get at me. I hope I could get my hands on the little Negro. Metaphorically. Because I'll pull out your heart and let you die watching it beat. You get what I'm saying? That's what I would do to you. But I just want to be clear that you're upset at yourself. You're not upset at me. You're trying to transfer. It's okay. I can take it. I got broad shoulders. I'm strong. Strong bull. I can take it. But you're really mad at yourself. Stop with the transference. Understand that you're upset because your entire being, all the things that you believed yourself to be are being debunked by this black dude who you don't think very highly of because you've been taught this. Don't feel bad. You've been taught this. I'm not mad at you. Okay? I'm just trying to make you understand where you are. So you're mad at all the people that I represent, the people that I talk to, the conservatives who dared go against you. But you know that you're wrong because you're watching Trump and you're going, holy crap, doggone it, he did something right again. Something he did is successful again. Don't feel bad. That's just the way it is. Anyway, have you guys seen the 0 cents coin? It's 0 cent, but they call it 0 cents. And it's got a picture of AOC on it. That graphic cracked me up. 0 cents. No value. It costs more, obviously, to make it than it has value because it's worth nothing. You could have a pocket full of them and it's worth nothing. And I don't know what metal they would use, but plastic probably, because if you melted it down, it would be worth nothing. Clever. You freaking white folks out there are funny. Y'all are. Y'all are some funny people. Speaking of AOC, she really hasn't done much in a while, right? Where's she been? She's still trying the social media thing. She's trying to get things figured out. But there's a new darling of insanity, Ilhan Omar. She is the new darling of the Democratic Party, of everything that represents the craziness, the lunacy of these leftists. Ilhan Omar, the woman who married her brother. But it gets juicier, doesn't it? Source told the New York Post that Hirsi, her husband, is poised to file for divorce after the revelation in a bombshell court filing that she allegedly had an affair with a Democrat with a D.C. political consultant named Tim Minette. Wow. I want you to understand something about this story. This is a devout Muslim woman. Yeah, notice I use the words devout. Who's married her brother, then married some other dude. Now she's screwing around on this dude with some white boy. I want you to understand what would happen to Ilhan Omar if she were in Somalia. You know where she's from? What would happen to this devout Muslim woman if she disgraced the family name? What would heresy need to do to her? I'm just saying. Yeah. The Minnesota congresswoman and her husband allegedly separated in March, and Omar asked heresy to divorce her around that time because she didn't want to file the papers. But heresy refused, telling her if she wanted a divorce, she should do it herself. This is from somebody that's known them both for 20 years. The husband allegedly changed his mind after Tim Minette's wife last week filed bombshell divorce papers claiming her spouse was having an affair with a Somali-born U.S. representative. With Harris, he said to be angry, he had been made to look like a fool by the allegations of the extramarital affair. It ain't just he's been made to look like a fool. If Harris is a practicing Muslim, you better believe Omar wants to be nowhere near him. He'll put a tie around her neck and light the fire. Well, they call it Roman. I don't know what they call it, but they have a name for when they put a tire filled with like oil around the neck and burn the person alive. Don't Google it. It is a fact. Don't Google it. It's gruesome. You ever seen have you ever seen a stoning? Sometimes they do this. They put the woman, I haven't seen a male stoning, but they put the woman in a hole and the only thing showing is her head. And there's Muslim men all around with rocks and they start to pelt the person in the head. The good news about it is once you get knocked out, you don't feel anything. But to watch it, it's horrible. It's one of those things that you wish you could take back. You can't unsee it, though. I'm letting you know the types of things that would happen to her. I've watched videos where a woman is, you know, this guy, he's standing there and he can't understand it because he's speaking in Arabic. And he's there, people walking in the background, cars going in the background. He's in public. He's got this woman, chubby kind of Arabic woman, and he's just saying all these words, and there's guys around him with rifles, and the woman is just standing there, just watching and watching and watching, and then after about 20 seconds of him pontificating, he pulls out a pistol, shoots her right in the head, in the middle of the street. This is the life that Ilhan Omar left so she can come to America and complain. Unbelievable. So here's what she goes on to say. I have no interest in allowing the conversation about my personal life to continue, so I have no desire to discuss it. But people want answers. They want answers about how she married her own brother in a successful bid to get him into the United States. How she dumped her husband, Ahmad Hirsi, who she first married in a religious ceremony in 2008, then divorced in 2002, divorced in 2008, then moved into a penthouse apartment in Minneapolis's trendiest neighborhood. How did she accomplish all this? Because she certainly couldn't do it in Somalia. They're truly amazing to watch, folks. And I'm not saying we can remove ourselves from the human condition as conservatives, but this is a Hollywood reality show. We're being played out in politics, but such is leftism.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you intrigued by paranormal talk radio? You'll love the new Paranormal Radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The Paranormal Radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hurricane Dorian is battering North Carolina's Outer Banks with powerful winds and torrential rain. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says,
fortunately, these states have all been very well prepared and able to deal with it. It's still hitting North Carolina there, the Cape Hatteras area. It's a Category 1, but the storm surge is operating more like a Category 4, so it's still quite a dangerous event.
The storm continues to move northeast at 17 miles an hour. The government's August job report falls short of some people's expectations. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
The jobs report shows around 130,000 new jobs added in August, when most analysts were predicting there would be about 160,000 jobs created. Wage growth remained solid, and the unemployment rate stayed the same at 3.7%.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Come on, one more time. Kayleigh McEnany, do you believe this president has ever lied to the American
No,
people?
I don't believe the president has lied. I believe the fake news media. Do you believe the fake news
media?
That blew
my IFB right out of my head.
Do you believe the fake news media has
lied? Interview's over, Kayleigh. Please, if you can't admit that this president has lied to the American people, you will not have credibility with the audience.
Media lies.
You've got a long way to go, Kayleigh. Look. Listen, when a president is telling the American people every day not to believe in a free press, that they're the enemy of the state, and he lies about the allies at G7 saying what we really want to know is why your media hates the country, he is to blame for sowing the seeds of division.
He just did a 40-minute press avail in 90-degree weather.
So what?
The president gives access, and you lie about everything he says and take him out of context.
I have
never
lied about this president in my life. You may not like what I say. That doesn't make it a lie. He lies all the time, and you know it.
Go
and
watch
if you
your
don't
last
own it,
hour,
they
taking
listen
Stephanie
to you
Grisham
as well.
Out of context and putting one story with another.
You show me what I lied about,
Kayleigh. It seems as if the president lied and Stephanie
you
lied.
You show me
it was not
lying
true.
About this president, and I'll give you a prize. You admit the truth about him, I'll give you two prizes. But you're still welcome on the show.
I don't need
you
any
have,
prizes
you may
from
have
the fake
me.
News media.
You may have hurt me tonight in inviting you back, because if you can't admit that he lied, these people are never going to believe you about
anything. I think you
anything.
Take a look in the mirror.
All right? I do. And I don't like these lines, but I do like that I don't lie to my audience every damn chance I get.
That's what constitutes journalism by the left. Cuomo essentially browbeating a guest, Kayleigh McEnany, who works for the White House, friend of mine, and he's essentially, you don't want to admit he's a liar. He's a liar. You will admit he's a liar. And then goes on to say he's never lied about President Trump. Wow. That's the real wow. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. The media, it's funny. If you were to go back, and I'm talking about objectively, because I want to be very clear. I don't care about Republican or Democrat. I have one affinity for the Republican Party. They freed my people. That's it. They did the right thing. 386,000 people died because they knew that slavery was wrong. I cannot abandon them for that. The Democrats, on the other hand, wanted slavery. So if I have any dog in the fight, it's because of that. Outside of that, I don't care about political party. I don't care about affiliation. I don't care about titles or whatever. You know what I care about? One single thing. It's called truth. And I'm going to tell you something. In every one of our lives, everybody listening to this program, you have lied to yourself. You have lied to others. You have hurt people with your lies, with your innuendo, with your lack of being completely truthful, all kinds of things. But you know what? You still know truth, and you seek truth, and you teach truth. And even though you violate your oath to yourself about truth, you recognize that it must be honored. Some of us will fess up when we're confronted with our lie, and when you fess up because you know you got me. You're right. I violated my oath in terms of truth. End of story. That's why you're a sinner. It's okay. God loves you. People will forgive you. But what they cannot forgive is when you violate something you know to be right, a tenet that is just, look, I don't need somebody to tell me that I shouldn't steal this thing from somebody else. If you've gotten something, let's say it's a watch at your house and you bought it and I steal it, nobody has to tell me I did something wrong. It's funny.
People are, oh, you train your children. Your children should not do that type of thing.
You don't have to tell your kid that that's wrong. Your kid knows it inherently. If they didn't, if they were raised by wolves, they would know that's not right. When a wolf goes up and steals a carcass, you know, or finds a carcass, it doesn't just go steal it and eat it. It looks around. It goes, I didn't kill this. I want to enjoy it, but I didn't kill it. But that's what separates us from the animals is when we're looking around, we go, there's our conscience going, you know that's wrong. I don't need a daddy to tell me that. My dad was in prison. And my grandparents raised me. I don't want to make it sound like I was raised by wolves, but I'm saying I didn't need my father to tell me that that's wrong. It's about truth. And so Cuomo's beating up on Kaylee. You're going to admit this. She's like, no. And let me tell you why she's saying that. She's saying she's not. And by the way, I don't like when Donald Trump speaks in terms that leaves it very ambiguous because I know exactly politically what they're going to do, but I don't care. Donald Trump says, I had the biggest rally. I don't really care. We had more people than anybody. I look at it and go, it's a little bit of a stretch. It might be an exaggeration. I don't know. For the record, I'm not sitting around counting. But I will tell you this. You do have big rallies. And you can have them anywhere. Wow. And that's what Trump is saying. I mean, that's where I look at it. And I'm not doing like what the left are trying to do with Joe Biden's dementia and cover it up. You know, like, I'm going to cover for Trump. I don't like it when people speak in absolutes and things like this. I used to tell my sales staff, do not go in and say, we're the best consultancy. And, you know, they rate us this or that. Or we've got, you know, I drive by signs and we have the best cup of coffee in Timbuktu. No, you don't. You haven't tried every cup of coffee in Timbuktu. The best burger in the United States. No, you're not. You don't know that. And even if you went to a competition and you won that competition, it was the best burger according to those judges at that time. Don't tell me you have the best burger. Tell me I have one of the best burgers. This is a burger you will not forget. You're probably not going to forget, but don't give me absolutes. You get what I'm saying? I think you do. All I'm getting at is this is the type of thing that makes leftists look like what they are. Cuomo has absolutely lied on Trump. Trump has said things that they can go, that's a lie. If Joe Biden had said any of the things that Trump had said, I guarantee you the media would go, backtrack, true. But because they hate Donald Trump, they want to do this. And it was funny. If you see that video of Kaylee, she's looking at him like, you need to admit it. You need to be the one. We need feisty people like that fighting back against the media. I told my staff, so I can't go on Fox or they don't seem to want me. I said, book me on CNN. I'll go over there and absolutely rifle through Cuomo and all these other knuckleheads. Happy to do it. Happy to do it. You know, I want to be in these debates because I want to be standing up for American principles. Speaking of standing up for American principles, have you heard of the con man by the name of Sadiq Khan, the mayor of London? He's got nothing better to do in his crime-infested crap hole than to follow American politics, specifically Donald Trump. And I'll tell you something. What's interesting, I've said this before and I'll say it 1,000 times or whatever number of times the good Lord gives me to speak, but nobody cares about any other country's politics, hardly any other country's politics. But they care about ours. When I was vacationing in Costa Rica, people brought up Trump. When I was the last time in France, people brought up Trump. You ask a question, they know who our president is. They know what his policies do. You know what they said to me in Costa Rica? They go, we depend on the American dollar. You know what the guy said to me? He said 70% of their tourism is American and Canadian. And he says, and of that amount, the majority of it is American. He goes, we love the Americans. So he told me. Didn't speak as much about, I mean, we didn't talk as much about the president. I mean, I had multiple people, but it was different circumstances, so I wasn't going to bring him up at everything. But people love Americans. They love America. And you know what they said? It's off-season right now in Costa Rica. And they said, we are so overjoyed that even during off-season, you Americans continue to come. That's picked up. You know, it's one thing to be feasting during the regular season, you know, when you know people are going to be there in droves. It's another when off-season people from America are coming. There were quite a few. And the Costa Ricans notice it. They're like, this is great. Anyway, so Sadiq Khan is following American politics, and he mocked the president for canceling a trip to Poland to commemorate the 80th anniversary of the start of World War II because Hurricane Dorian hit. And he says, he's clearly busy dealing with a hurricane on the golf course. Khan, who attended the ceremony in Poland. Khan also claimed that Trump is, quote, a guy who amplifies racist tweets, amplifies the tweets of fascists, and says things that are deeply objectionable. All lies. He says, if I don't stand up and call that out, I'm doing a disservice to Londoners who chose me as their mayor. Really? What's that got to do with people stabbing each other in a crazy amount? So Trump fired back. The incompetent mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, was bothered that I played a very fast round of golf yesterday. Many Poles exercise for hours or travel for weeks. Me, I run through one of my courses. Very inexpensive. Obama would fly to Hawaii. Khan should focus on knife crime, totally out of control in London. People are afraid to walk the street. Terrible, terrible mayor who should stay out of our business. And Donald Trump is using
this. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce Anti-Aging Skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Fear not, Americans, particularly conservative Americans. Donald Trump will be president for a second term, and we will regain the House. You heard it here on the Kevin Jackson Show. If this is your first time hearing it, you're a new listener, because I say it all the time. I try to assuage any fears, any angst with my listeners, and I don't do it to make you feel good. It's not like I'm out here going, ooh, I'm going to make my audience feel bad. I'm telling you the truth. Donald Trump will not be beaten. The only way Donald Trump could be defeated is if the economy craters, and the economy will not crater. The economy is poised for so much growth, it's ridiculous. Ridiculous. Let me give you a recap. Donald Trump removed $2 trillion annually of bureaucratic BS. I wish I could say the word on radio, even though we could do this on a podcast. I won't say it. But here's the deal. He removed that. It comes every year in the form of rebates and discounts and what have you to the public, to the consuming public, as well as employees of these corporations. That's number one. So $2 trillion comes out. Number two, the trade stuff that Donald Trump has been orchestrating over the past 3 years is about to hit. And when it hits, it's going to drive through the roof. Already, believe me, North Korea, Japan, Mexico, and Canada are already feeling the impact. Our economy's feeling it. But once that China stuff kicks in, because that's our biggest deficit, $375 billion. But you add up the others, the G7, as well as all the North American trade, then it's almost the same size, because we have about a $700 billion plus trade deficit. So a lot of that's already, you're starting to feel it. You're going to feel that impact. Let me make a prediction for you. The best Christmas season since Donald Trump became president, which means it'll be the best Christmas season in well over a decade. The best. Under Obama, numbers went down. Go back and look. You don't have to believe me. Donald Trump has not had a single Christmas season, including before he became president, when he was president-elect. And you can give that one to Obama if you want. But the fact is, Donald Trump's presidency caused a spur in the Christmas, in the shopping, what they call the holiday shopping, the biggest time for retailers. That's what's going on. And I could go on. I could tell you more about manufacturing jobs that are moving back. All the companies that were proposing to move back to the United States, not all, but most of them, have already begun. R&D is back flourishing in the United States. The tax cuts and the tax breaks that were given to companies is paying dividends. Don't worry about the economy. The Fed, as long as Donald Trump can manage the Fed and keep somebody in there who understands that, you know, what's going on in the economy, he'll be fine. He doesn't need, Donald Trump got no advantage, no quantitative easing, which means affirmative action baby black Jesus got, where they printed $1 trillion a year on his behalf. In fact, Donald Trump got quantitative tightening, and he still is growing this economy. If he can get spending in check, then it's going to be a miracle. It'll be a miracle. The United States government is getting more money back in than at any time in history under Trump. Guess what? Our credit rating is going to go up under Donald Trump. It probably already has, and nobody knows about it. We haven't talked about it. Jobs are still getting created. Look. This is the good news. The economy is not going to fail. That is the only thing that can stop Donald Trump. Now, what can stop the Democrats? A successful economy? Knowledge of what the coup, the attempted coup they tried with President Trump? Both of those things will happen over the next 18 months. You can bet the farm. For those of you who need a little bit more assurance of what I'm talking about, let me give you this. Las Vegas has odds on who's going to be president of the United States. Donald Trump is an overwhelming favorite. Pick any Democrat you want. Donald Trump is an overwhelming favorite. What that's telling you is the betting public knows that Donald Trump will be president of the United States. Big margin. Just telling you, folks. Let me give you some other advice, other update. Just according to the Associated Press, more than half the Democrats support opening an impeachment inquiry. But Pelosi said the House must, quote, weigh its responsibility to protect and defend the Constitution with the need to be unifying and not dividing. She also said she's using a night guard because it's very hard not to grind her teeth all night about what's going on at the White House. But you know what she said without saying it? We are not going to impeach the president. How many times have I dared Jerry Nadler to, whatever pressure they can exert on Speaker Pelosi, go do it and impeach the president? It will not happen. That was a strategy that they were developing. They were throwing it over the fence. How's this going to work? Let's make sure we can impeach the president. And I've told you guys many times on this program, it will never happen. And you want to know why I told you? Because the moment they impeach the president, he's going to give you all the data, and he's going to prove to you that this coup is not just the people, the handful of people that we've been talking about, the Peter Strzok and Andy McCabe and Lisa Page and Barack Obama and James Comey and Clapper and Brennan and all them. It is the entirety of the Democratic Party. See, it's one thing to keep it limited. And even within that big bubble, there's a lot of people there, right? There's a big bubble there. And the Democrats are afraid because it's got some big names. But it's not as big as the Democrat Party. You impeach, and Donald Trump says, okay, I'm going to show you that Barack Obama led the charge to get me in an attempted coup, and now the strategy to impeach me is the entirety of the apparatus of the Democratic Party to get rid of me because they're crooked. It would destroy the Democratic Party. Now, I'm telling you this as a strategist. I'm not telling you this because inside or whatever. I'm telling you that based on everything that I've learned about what's going on, inside, whatever, and I don't have a whole lot of inside stuff. Common sense, piecing together all the narratives, looking at the Comey, the Mueller report, all the new revelations coming about Comey, which, by the way, we'll talk tomorrow about this. Bad news for Comey. Bad news. But all these things, and as a strategist, I would say, it's like I told the Democrats about Mueller's testimony. Don't do it. As a strategist, I'm telling you, don't do it. Don't let Mueller testify. It won't go well. Let me ask you, what happened with Mueller's testifying? What happened to the collusion and the obstruction and all the things that Mueller was going to do? What happened to this great white hope that was going to bring Donald Trump down? Nothing. He's gotten destroyed. Have you heard anybody talking about how great Mueller is and how the report is? Have you heard anything? Let me give you the answer. I'm not going to give it to you because you already know. You're not going to hear anything about it. You're not going to hear about how Mueller's a stand-up guy, how he's an amazing this, nothing. Comey has been ridiculed over his response to being told you were completely out of line. And I'm telling you right now, he's in big trouble. The Democrats have no, if you want to put plus side, negative side, they have nothing on the plus column. They can't point to their candidates. They can't point to a strategy. We want to go back and recall the days when the Democrats said we're going to rebrand, and the rebrand was better, better, better. And people joked about it. Better, better, better what? Donald Trump, Donald even, has given you better, better, better. Better economy, better foreign policy, better feeling about being an American. Donald Trump has given you better, better, better. What can you come up with? What can you come up with that's better than make America great again and now keep America great? What can you come up with that's better than that? Huh? Hope and change? The Democrats are in desperate straits, and rightfully so. They have abandoned practically everything that they've done in order to get the president out from a strategy point of view. And now, what are they doing? Retreads. I can't wait for the next bimbo eruption. When are you going to tell us again that Donald Trump dissed some white chick, you know, and grabbed her by the naughty bits? Where is the next set of tapes that are going to come out that are going to rock our world in the October surprise? Because let me tell you something, folks. Nothing exists in the plus column for the Democrats. They can't out-fundraise the Republicans. All the candidates together cannot out-fundraise one dude. And he hasn't even gotten started. The Democrats are spending 86% of the money they bring in. Donald Trump, the RNC, can spend 30% and laugh all the way to the bank. They can take money and make it go so much farther because Donald Trump gives them the bully pulpit. What are you worried about? The Democrats are trying everything. They've fake news. They got Larry O'Donnell or whatever saying stuff. He had to retract because he was going to get sued. Donald Trump is starting to sue him. The New York Times has a conspiracy because they outed that they're going to make Trump into a racist. It's all over for him.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.